You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. What better way to celebrate Valentine's Day than with a beer tasting? My husband would say there's no better way. This year, on February 14th, the 4th annual Boise Firkin Frolic will be taking place. So many slips of the tongue with that. Joining me live in studio to tell us more is president of the Boise Rotary Club, Dirk Manley, and Dan Jordan, owner of White Dog Brewery. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, first off, I want to start with you, Dirk. Tell me about this event. This is the fourth year, correct?
Correct.
The Rotary Club has been putting this on.
Correct. Yeah. So Rotary, for those who might not know, is a service organization. Our club is, it'll be 102 this July. So we're the oldest club in Idaho. We have about 125 members, and we do service projects all over the world, right? So this is a fundraiser for projects we do here locally. For example, the Ree Museum, we got them a laser cutter. Life's Kitchen, we got some equipment for them as well. And that money is raised through different events. One of them is the Firkin Frolic. So we decided, like, hey, let's have a beer event, because everyone likes beer, and raise some money, and also get those who might not know about Rotary in and to introduce them to Rotary, because Rotary is service above self, and that's what we do.
And it really is. For people that have never been to Rotary, I mean, you don't even really talk about what your job is outside of Rotary. I mean, it really is about service and service to the community.
Absolutely, yes.
So why not bring some beer into it?
Why, absolutely, yeah.
So Dan, is this the first time you've joined in on this event?
This will be our second year participating.
So what made you decide, you know what, we want to participate in an event like this?
It's really fun. So, you know, obviously the breweries, we do a lot of events, a lot of festivals all over the place. The Firkin Frolic is totally different. Firkins are, it's an old world style. It used to be a small wooden cask, usually around 11 gallons. So much smaller than a normal barrel.
So this is what you would, okay, so I was going to say, so what's a,
yeah.
Right,
so,
what's
I can't say this word. I'm so afraid I'm going to say firkin, a bad word.
Firkin. Yeah.
Firkin. Okay, so what is a firkin?
Yep. So it's just a small wooden barrel traditionally. Around 10, 11 gallons.
Okay.
And so that's what, if you see in the old movies or old pictures, that they would have a little cask sitting on the bar pouring straight out of the cask, that's a firkin.
Okay.
And so it's totally different, and it gives you the ability as breweries and brewers to do fun little small batch, one-off styles. And then it's really cool. Everybody comes in, and you have a stein.
Like, do you get like a big old stein?
Small for the, okay. Yep, small, because
right.
You want to taste everything.
You want to taste
stuff.
Everything, right? Okay.
But it's really fun, too. With firkins, you've got the tap, and you bring in a hammer, and you hammer the tap into the cask, and then you pour it straight out of the cask. So very different than a normal modern day keg that you tap.
So for you then, as a brewer, you guys are getting me all tongue-tied today.
Yeah.
So as you said, I mean, normally you're making bigger batches, right? And you know things that are, you know, that are favorites, that are popular, that will sell. But something like this, since it's smaller, like you said, you get to try different things. So do you have something new and different that you guys will be showcasing?
Yeah, it's something just every brewery will bring something different that they just come up, you know, find something cool, something different. Gives you the ability to be a little bit more creative with some ingredients maybe, or time. So for our firkin this year, we actually filled right after last event's. So it's been sitting for just over 11 months
really?
Ready just for this event was the whole reason that we did it again. So
and Dirk, so why the firkin? Why do, you know, an event? I mean, because you can do a beer tasting.
Sure.
And, you know, we've seen those, but this is really unique and specific.
It is, yes. One of our members, a couple of members, had the idea of doing something special, do a beer event, and what can we do that's going to be different than everyone else in town, and they came up with a firkin, and we like alliteration, and so there we go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You like to trip those of us up who have to say it over and over again. So how many brewers will be there?
11. We have 11 this year, yeah. We started off the first year with 6, and we've grown ever since then. And it's been a fantastic event. And this year, on Valentine's Day, the running joke is, if you don't have a date Valentine's Day, come get one at the Firkin Frolic. Right?
it could be a beer. It could be a person. I mean, who knows?
Exactly.
Win-win.
Yeah, right?
And if you do have a significant other, now you have plans, so you're welcome.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Yep.
You guys got it covered for everyone. Where will the event be?
It's at the Basque Center.
Okay.
Yep. So right downtown. Gates, or the doors, rather, open at 4:30, and the beer starts flowing at 5. And yeah, it's going to be a good time.
I'm speaking with Dirk Manley, the president of the Boise Rotary Club, and Dan Jordan, owner of White Dog Brewing. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we're talking
about that place that
makes beer. We are talking about the Boise Firkin Frolic. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, so at the Bass Center, what are you hoping to raise the funds for this year? Do you have a specific specific organization?
It's for the Rotary organization.
Okay.
Yeah. So what we do is we can get grants from Rotary International. So if we give money to Rotary International and we apply for a grant, it comes back 3.5 times. So if there's a project, a water project down in Ecuador we did this year, mm-hmm. We just went down to Guadalajara to visit a deaf and blind school that we gave money to a while back. And now they have a new program. It was basically the MIT of Mexico. A member of that that university is also a member of the Rotary Club. And he has a program for nonprofits. So if you're a nonprofit in Mexico, you're starting out, you might not know about finances or marketing or how to like actually run the business, because mm-hmm. You want to help people, but you have to do certain things to be able to be good at that. And so he started a program there where it's free to attend. You just have to attend 85% of the class or the dates to get your certification.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to expand that all throughout Latin America, online, you know, maybe a podcast or two. Who knows? But that could be a project we give mm-hmm. money back to. So we do things here locally. Like every first Thursday, we're at the Boise Rescue Mission, River of Life, serving meals to mm-hmm. the folks there. Like I said, the Rim Museum and also the Life's Kitchen and some other things. So the money goes into our organization so we can get more money from Rotary International to provide more services for here locally and around the world.
Because some of the things you do, too, are with exchange students, like
correct,
high school
yeah.
exchange students. I mean, we all hear about, you know, kids coming through mm-hmm. with Rotary, whether it's high schoolers that come to the United States or locally here go overseas for a year, and Rotary sponsors that.
Exactly, and it's a true exchange as well.
Yes.
So our club, we send somebody to, say, Denmark, and the Denmark club sends someone to Boise. So it's a true exchange, and there's members of our club that have gone to weddings
yeah.
overseas of these kids that stayed here and vice versa. So it's a really neat program.
Talk to me really quickly about the program you did this year. You mentioned the Ecuador Water Project that your Rotary Club did.
Yeah, so it was with an organization called Vivid Roots, who our club helped give them money to start. And it was in Ecuador. They went down there for a few days to help a small community get water from wherever the water source mm-hmm. was. Instead of hiking miles, miles, miles all day.
Being able to bring it into those locations.
Exactly, yep.
So very quickly, again, information about the Boise Firkin Frolic. Firkin Frolic.
Yes.
Frolic. Just go frolic on Valentine's
yes.
Day.
Yes, we're frolicking.
Okay. Boise Bass Center downtown, open 4:30. Beers go at 5.
Correct. And we're almost sold out. So
oh.
If you want your tickets, go to BoiseFirkinFrolic.org, I believe. Or just Google Boise Firkin Frolic. It'll pop right up.
That would be F-I-R-K-I-N, in case you're wondering how that's spelled. Thank you so much for coming in today. My guest, Dirk Manley, the president of the Rotary Club of Boise, and Dan Jordan, owner of White Dog Brewing. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.